Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2847.
Has there ever been anyone in your life that you would consider a role model, and what attributes led to you selecting them for that role?
I would say my father is a role model to me. We had six brothers and sisters growing up, so basically for him to put his family buckle down and raise six people as a postal employee really shows that he was dedicated to his family and my mother. Well, you know, she was a stay-at-home mom, obviously, with six kids.
Is there someone in the public eye that you admire, and why do you admire that person?
Nobody in particular that I admire in the public eye, but I admire artists in general, musicians, filmmakers, things like that, just because they're able to take internal creativity and put it out there for the public.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile, including all the information on it, would get a good picture of what kind of person you are?
I definitely do. My family background really makes up the person I am today, so I think all the information that I've provided really does give an idea of the type of person I am.
How would you describe your personality?
I would say I'm an introvert who comes out of his shell. So I can be like the life of the party, but depends on how big the party is.
What lessons did your parents teach you as a child that have had a significant impact on your adult life?
Respect for others is definitely the one thing that I think they really instilled in us. As I said, coming from a large family, you need to really respect other people's space, other people's privacy, everything like that.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Same thing, self-respect, making sure that, you know, you're happy with yourself, but also with others as well.
What makes you unique?
I think everyone's unique. I don't know any specific reason why I would be, but I think everyone's unique in their own way.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
My family now is into having children, so a lot of the time is spent with, you know, hanging out with their children, getting to know them, and I do enjoy that a lot, you know, getting to kind of see these new family members molded into people.
What is your favorite holiday, and why do you enjoy that holiday in particular?
My favorite is the 4th of July, which is probably different than most people who say Christmas. I like the 4th of July because of the time of year. I enjoy the summer, and you get a day off of work for it.
Tell me about your most unforgettable vacation.
My most rememberable vacation would be when I graduated from college. I went to Jamaica, and it was 2 weeks after I graduated, and I just remember being so relieved and actually enjoying myself the entire time.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I used to play a lot of sports in my childhood, so I would say, you know, making friends, football team, and basketball team.
What was your favorite sport when you were old?
Basketball, definitely.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood, and did you have a favorite book?
Pretty much anything that my mother would read to us we would enjoy, but one that always stood out to me was a book called Corduroy. It's about a bear who loses his corduroy button, and the reason it was my favorite is because we read it when we were little, and then my first grade teacher read it on our first day, and she had an actual bear that the student of the week could take home.
What type of books do you enjoy now?
I like comedy books, graphic novels, I like a lot of artistic stuff.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
I actually enjoy relaxing by myself often, you know, on the weekends, you know, nighttime, you're out with friends, so I actually enjoy the best. That's my favorite day.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
My mother likes to do that to me and make me feel kind of awkward. She said Jude Law, who I don't see, but I take it as a compliment.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
Any time where it's not really a wartime, I think, is a good period.
What is the most important thing to happen to you, and how did it change you?
I would say probably graduating college. I come from a big family. I was the first one to a bachelor's degree. My two sisters went to nursing school. So I would say that was a really big accomplishment for me.
If you could have a lunch date with any person, living or dead, who would it be, and what would you ask them?
As I said, I do like music a lot, and one of my favorite artists is Kurt Cobain. So I would say him, just to kind of see what his thoughts are, where music is today, and kind of see if he actually regrets, you know, the decisions he made.
What is your definition of success?
Having enough money to be able to do whatever you want and not worry about the financial repercussions.
What do you think are the best qualities a person can have and why?
It's definitely an underestimated virtue. I think that people really don't take into consideration other people sometimes, and I think that is very important. You know, you should really take a step back and see how things affect other people.
What is your favorite technology and why?
The iPod, because I remember carrying CD books in my book bag going to college to listen to on my Walkman, and now it's all right in the palm of your hand.
What is your least favorite responsibility and why?
Cleaning dishes, because they just never seem to stop adding up.
What do you find interesting about your work?
My line of work is a recruiter, so it's job placement, and what I find interesting about it is that it's a human commodity, basically, so just getting to know the people, finding the right fit for people, and the success that you can find in it.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be?
I would like to work for an advertising firm on the creative side, helping develop advertisements.
What is your dream for retirement?
Early retirement and to move to a location where there is never snow.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
That would be alone with a significant other, preferably watching a movie or just enjoying each other's company.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
A sense of humor, and I always, for some reason, have found that I get along better with people that come from a similar background. So somebody that's from a large family is definitely usually a key point.
What sound do you love?
I like to sleep with the door open when I'm on vacation, so I guess the sound of the ocean.
What sound do you hate?
Traffic, honking horns and things like that.
How do you deal with stress?
Sometimes I deal with stress by holding it inside. Other times, you know, it's better to be upfront with people and discuss things, so that would be the ideal way to deal with stress.
What are three things you can't live without?
My family, my movies, music, things like that, and money. No one can live without money, obviously.
When you were a kid?
I remember in third grade they asked us to do something like that where we had to fill out a form, a debate, and you know everybody put cop and firefighter, and I put president. So I mean that was kind of a long shot, but that's what I said.
What is the first thing you'll save in a fire?
My cat.
What makes you smile?
Funny jokes make me smile. Meeting new people often makes me smile as well. Anything really that makes you laugh will make you smile.
What activities make you lose track of time?
Surfing the internet, unfortunately, makes me lose track of time. Anything that really interests me really makes me lose time. Reading a book, watching a movie, I kind of just phase out and get zoned in.
If you could live for a year, where would it be and why?
I would like to live in Tokyo for a year, not for my entire life, but I would like the experience of checking out Tokyo.
How do you want to be remembered?
As a good friend and as I said, my father's role model to me, so I would like to know that somebody out there feels the same way about me.
What would you do with $1 million?
I would take care of everyone that I could, and make sure that I had enough for myself as well, but I would first of all want to make sure that my mother and father were, you know, living somewhere that they were.
What was the last thing that made you laugh?
Probably a couple questions ago.
Name a few things that you can't stand whatsoever.
Repetition bothers me. If I hear somebody repeating the same thing over and over, definitely that can bother me. And another thing that bothers me is the snooze button on alarm clocks.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Craziest thing I've ever done was probably moving up without having a job landing. That was pretty crazy in my mind, but it did work out, so.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Go to Tokyo. I can't afford it.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I did, and it's still my favorite board game. It is Scrabble.
Whose poster did you have up on your wall when you were a teenager?
I had a lot of music posters. I definitely had Kurt Cobain up there, Dr. Dre, a couple of other artists.
Who's your favorite actor and why?
My favorite actor is Bill Murray, and because he's stood the test of time. His movies were hilarious back in the 70s, 80s, and the stuff he makes now is probably his best work.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite is anything Italian. I like any kind of pasta, any spaghetti sauce on it, pretty much.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Moving to would definitely be that risk. At the time, it seemed like a very unusual choice. A couple months out of college without a job, moving up there with a rent that I could barely afford, and it actually landed me my first job in the area that I work still presently. So I think that really worked out.
Cite a first experience that you've had and explain its impact on you.
First experience. Probably a first girlfriend. Definitely my first girlfriend, like serious girlfriend, would have been probably about 9th or 10th grade. And it just really makes you see how you can relate to people outside of your family, I think. You know, you have friends, that's one thing, but someone that you're actually intimate with is totally different.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I like my self-sense. I feel that I know what I'm capable of. I'm a go-getter. You know, I make sure that I'm making the right decisions. Least, what do I like? Probably that I take risks as much as I should. I have a great education. I have good experience, but I never really apply myself to find a new job, a better job, get a promotion, things like that, to kind of work on that.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop it?
I wouldn't say it really distinguishes me from anyone else, but I think of myself as a trusting person. I know that many of my friends are very open to me because they know that they can trust that I will, you know, not tell others information that I learn with them, and often I am helpful in discussing things and helping them work through problems.
If you could do any world right now, what would you be doing?
I would like to be creating advertisements for a large company. That would be my ideal job, so that's what I would like to be doing.
What is your approach to life?
Day for itself, pretty much. I try not to think too far ahead in the future, but sometimes when I do, it's kind of scary to think about long-term goals. But you know, you have to enjoy what you're doing, and that's what I try to do every day.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Graduating from college was my most rewarding experience. I was of 6 children, and I was the only one to complete a 4-year college. So, I mean, I've had my parents tell me directly they love me, and that just meant a lot to me.
What is your favorite word and why?
Actually, I don't know if I have a favorite word, but there's a new word that I just learned that really I do like. Elegy. I just seen a movie called Elegy, and I looked it up, and it's a poem, song, or piece of art that is dedicated to the life and death of someone. It's like related to eulogy, and it just sounds so nice for it to be kind of a sad word. I really do like that.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would say my first girlfriend had a very significant influence on me. We were together for about 6 or 7 years, and she really helped me identify myself, you know, with the outside world. Coming from a large family, she was the first person I really opened up to that wasn't a relative, and you know, we had a very great relationship. I do still keep in touch with her and everything, so I really think that, you know, she really helped me develop into the person that I am today.
What are your hobbies?
I enjoy reading books, watching movies, and I go to concerts very, very often. I actually have 3 or 4 concerts that I'm going to this month, and that's what I like to do, you know, to keep busy.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
The world that I come from is a Irish Catholic background, so it's very important to my parents regarding religion and family values being very important, and I think that has definitely shaped me into the way I am today.
How did your educational background influence you in your line of work?
Educational background is focused in the marketing area, and as a recruiter, we are marketing people, basically. So we are, you know, finding out the needs of our clients and then finding the correct person to really fill that need. So, you know, you're basically finding the strengths of a person rather than a product and marketing it to that organization.
What is your vision of an ideal job?
Vision of an ideal job is working in a team atmosphere where everyone has creative input. I don't like jobs where, you know, you're very micromanaged. I like where you are working as a team, you know, you share your strengths, you share the success that you've had, rather than somebody just basically nitpicking everything you're doing day in, day out.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up? And if so, tell me about the pets.
Yes. Growing up, we had two cats when I was younger, Rusty and Samantha. And then when I was in high school, we actually got two dogs. So I went from having two cats to two dogs. And I have to say I'm a cat person.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I decided to participate really to help other people out. I mean, there is other interests, you know, in terms of financial compensation. But definitely the number one thing is to help people out. I know that I am from a family that has children. All my brothers and sisters are, you know, going to making their families. I'm not necessarily prepared to do that just yet, but I know that, you know, there are people out there that need the help in order to do so, and if I can help in any way, I really would like to.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I would just wish them the best. I mean, I come from a large family, so I can't imagine the difficulty in dealing with not being able to have children. I know it's something that I want to do in the long run, so I really hope that they are successful in joining this program, and I hope that it does work out for them, and I'm glad that I was able to help in some way.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2847.